August 2009. From atop a low rock in the shallows, a great blue heron presides over a woodland pond. With its neck extended and its long legs straight, it's the height of a schoolboy, and its wings span nearly 6 feet. This is one of the largest common birds in North America, and about the largest inland bird in New England. Its size is accentuated by its ungainliness. The blue heron is the Abe Lincoln of birds. Its legs seem too long for its body, its neck likewise, and when it takes to the air, it resembles nothing more than an early and unsuccessful flying machine. You scarcely believe that it can stay aloft. For all its great size, the heron is easy to miss after it alights because of its immobility. A standing heron might have been carved of wood or assembled by a whimsical smith from spare bits of iron rod. To be sure, the bird can move when it wants to. It's a predator and lives by skewering fish, frogs, and other small water life with its long, sharp beak. But its normal posture is a stillness so perfect that the heron nearly disappears. Naturalist John James Audubon painted the great blue heron in a pose full of motion as it darts down to spear its prey, its neck curved to strike, its wings slightly elevated. No doubt Audubon's famous portrait is accurate, but it's unreal in its animation, as though you painted the Statue of Liberty breakdancing in Battery Park.